WRKS Pickens Jackson.
All systems go.
Live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
This is our order.
Live in the studio.
It's the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming live worldwide on the Out of Bounds radio app.
And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
All set. Let's go.
The Zone.
Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, live in the Bank Plus studio and streaming worldwide on the Out of Bounds radio app. We are back live in the Madison studio this morning. Bo Bounds will join us in the 8 o'clock hour on location. But we're excited to talk a little SEC football, maybe some NFL, here on a Tito's Thirsty Thursday. Hope you're excited to join along for the ride. If you want to be a part of the conversation, it's easy to join. The Ag Up Equipment, John Deere Tractor text line. That's right, agup.com for a retail location near you. You can join the show, 601-885-3776, 885-3776. The text line's already hot this morning. The power hour's got people fired up. It's college football season, baby. Everybody's got a chance at a title. That's what we're here for. It's going to be national championship time. That's right. Out of Bounds, live in the Bank Plus studio, powered by the award-winning bone-in ribeye at Kessler Prime in the Renaissance. That's right. KesslerPrime.com to make a reservation. You can get in where you fit in before college football season gets underway and you find yourself pulled off to Starkville, Oxford, Hattiesburg. Hey, maybe a road trip. You never know. Might want to be headed over to an SEC opponent. You want to go to Lexington for the Dogs. You want to go to maybe Atlanta for Ole Miss, play Georgia Tech. You can go by the College Football Hall of Fame, the Chick-fil-A College Football Hall of Fame. You can go do that. If you're on a road trip, whatever you might be doing, you got to get into KesslerPrime.com. Kessler Prime in the Renaissance before you head out. We're going to talk a little college football today. As I said, Bo Bounds will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. No Steve Palazzolo. He is at training camp today. He got called out on assignment, so he'll be off at NFL training camp, but we will get with him next week, so we're excited about that. I mean, NFL preseason football games underway. College football, we're so close. The first SEC game, Vanderbilt and Hawaii, August 27th. That's right. Your teams start September 3rd, but August 27th, Vanderbilt and Hawaii, we're 9 days away from the start of the college football season. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited because, as Mr. Bo Bounds said himself,
by the way, I'm a fan.
I'm a fan of college football. Fan of the NFL, and I'm excited for it to be here. We're going to have Dave Bartu at 7:30. Hear what the man himself, College Football Matrix, has to say about the current landscape of college football and sports gambling. Maybe get some win total bets. Get some game bets from Dave Bartu himself. You know, we'll be doing Show Me the Money with Dave Bartu throughout the season as we pick winners and losers each weekend. Dave's high on Southern Miss, high on LSU to beat the win totals to go over, low on Auburn. He's taking the under on the Auburn Tigers and Brian Harsin, who he says is one of the worst staffs in the SEC. PT for MSU on the Ag Up Equipment text line. Matt, 9 days away from the crappiest football we'll watch all season. You know what? The thing is, I'll take it. I'll take Vanderbilt and Hawaii, and I'll take the Warriors +6.5 at home to not only upset Vanderbilt, I might take the Warriors on the money line. That's right. Hawaii over Vanderbilt. Vandy's not getting that 3.5 or 2.5 win total. They're not getting 3 wins. It's not happening. It's not happening. That's why we're here. Listen, you're not wrong that it'll be bad football, but boy, it'll be football and we'll be able to bet on it. And what else could you ask for? It's live football that we can. I mean, look, some of you degenerates are out here betting on NFL preseason. Now, that couldn't be me. Jackson Meadows texted me a couple days ago. I'm sure he was about six legs into a parlay on the first week of NFL preseason, hoping the under would hit in some game. We are itching to go gamble. We've talked about some of the sports betting numbers around the country. They're up in record numbers around the world, but around the U.S. especially, where we see a new state opt in to sports gambling. It feels like every 3-4 months, a new state is opening up some level of sports gambling. We're going to have more in 2023. So those numbers continue to rise. New York has seen insane numbers through the first 7 months. They started in January of this year. They're seeing huge numbers. New Jersey, obviously Mississippi. We've seen what Las Vegas has done as a traditional gambling area, but even places like Oregon and Washington, there is sports betting at a record high. Women are joining sports betting apps at a record number. Online gambling is at a record high. The sports betting emphasis on athletics, both college and professional, is greater than it's ever been, and it's going to continue to increase as these markets grow and their partnerships grow. We've already seen the NFL team up with a sports book now. We're going to continue to see different partners of like NFL stadiums, MLB stadiums. We may see some colleges get partnered up with some sports betting affiliations. We'll see. I know it seems like, oh no, college football and sports betting, no, the colleges can't ever align themselves with sports books. Well, we thought 10, 15, 20 years ago, players weren't going to get paid legally. We see where we are now. The landscape is ever changing in college football. The landscape is constantly shifting in college football. And the biggest impact, the biggest factor right now is sports gambling. That's why we have Chris Hopwood with Pearl River Resort and the sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino. We have Chris Hopwood on all the time because he's doing innovative things in the sports gambling industry as a line maker, as a bookmaker. These gambling conversations, of course, on the Out of Bounds show are brought to you by Pearl River Resort. You got to get the PRR Sports app, prrsports.com, prrsports.com. You can download the app, iPhone or Android, whatever you got. You can get the app. That way you can skip the line. You just go deposit some money and skip the line. You can make your bets from your phone anywhere on location at Pearl River Resort and the Golden Moon Casino. Of course, Dancing Rabbit Sportsbook. You can get a stay and play, get that golf game on at Dancing Rabbit, and you can put your bets in. Text line is on fire. We're giving away, I just want to let you know, today we are giving away some M-Braves tickets every hour, all right? You're going to want to pay attention. I think coming up next in the big board, we're going to give away two sets of M-Braves tickets. I'll tell you how to win on the other side, so you're going to have to stay tuned. I'll tell you how to win these M-Braves tickets on the other side. Text line is on fire. 601-885-3776 is the Ag Up equipment text line. AgUp.com for a retail location nearest you. Out of Bounds, Blake Scott filling in for Bo Bounds, who's out on assignment. We'll hear from Mr. Bounds himself at 8 o'clock. Coming up at 7:30, Dave Bartu, college football matrix. We're going to have a special guest after the show. I'm going to tell you more about it later. We're going to have a special guest, musical guest, after the show. We're going to be dropping that interview either later today or tomorrow. You're going to want to hear this one. It's going to be quite interesting. A musical guest of notoriety, to say the least. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, live in the Bank Plus studio. Blake Scott filling in for Bo Bounds. It's a Tito's Thirsty Thursday. M-Braves are in town. Go check out the Mississippi Braves in Pearl on a Thirsty Thursday. Tell them the Out of Bounds show sent you. We'll be giving away tickets next. You're going to want to stay tuned to learn how to win on the other side. Out of Bounds Show, powered by Kessler Prime and the Renaissance.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to ZBiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
The Big Board. What's on the Big Board?
Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. The Big Board, powered by Mississippi Smart Homes, mssmarthomes.com. Jake Manning and the crew will take care of you. It's football season. You don't want to be the last man standing when it comes to having your home theater system ready. Give mssmarthomes.com a look, all right? Let Jake Manning and his local team come out to your place, free consultation. Let you know how they can take care of you. TV, sound system, lighting, all from the touch of a button on your phone? What? That's right. They can do it all. Jake Manning and the crew, local family, local company, and they will not leave you hanging. MSSmartHomes.com. Blake Scott filling in for Bo Bounds here on the Big Board this morning. A Tito's Thirsty Thursday. We're giving away M-Braves tickets. That's right. Two sets of two right here in the Big Board. Two sets of two. The M-Braves are here tonight through Sunday. I think they have maybe two series left after this at most. So you're going to want to get in where you fit in, and we can get you in with great tickets courtesy of the M-Braves and Pete Lavin. Here's how you win. Text me on the Ag Up Equipment text line, John Deere Tractor text line, 601-885-3776, 885-3776. All you got to do, let me know you want some tickets. Braves, M-Braves, give me your favorite player. Braves are surging, trying to match the talented, hot Mets this year in Major League Baseball. The NL East race is a tight one. Braves and Mets both looking like playoff contenders. The reigning, defending, undisputed World Series champion Braves trying to take another stab. Could we have back-to-back? Something even chipper in the 90s Braves could not accomplish. Could this year's team in Atlanta make it the distance? We've seen guys who competed at a high level here in Mississippi make contributions for that Atlanta team both last year and this year. But obviously big names, Ronald Acuna Jr., Max Fried, Michael Harris, who just got a big contract. Austin Riley, of course, our local homegrown hero. Austin Riley having a MVP caliber season this year. So we're giving away two sets of two to the M-Braves. You get to pick the night. It's that simple. You get to pick the night. You get two tickets. All you got to do is text me, 601-885-3776. Let me know that you want some M-Braves tickets, and we'll give some away. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Coming up at 7:30, Dave Bartu. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the man himself, Mr. Bo Bounds, live on location, going to drop in, let us know what's going on in his world as he's traveling the state of Mississippi. That's right. Traveling the state of Mississippi. He's doing business on the coast, up north, down south, left and right. He's been from the Gulf Coast to Meridian to Starkville to Hattiesburg to Jackson, everywhere in between. He's a traveling man.
Just trying to find some recruits.
Hello. Lane Kiffin. I don't know if he's been to any keggers, but he's trying to find some recruits. If you missed that, Lane Kiffin went viral earlier this week for dropping that he picked up the latest Ole Miss punter at a frat party. That's right. Lane Kiffin had jokes over the week at his press conference where he dropped that the latest Ole Miss punter was picked up, well, maybe at a keg party.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about him. I think he was down at the frat house, you know, like at a keg party or something, you know, where they got him from. So we got some conditioning work to do with my guy. But we just said, hey, someone go find a punter around campus. And so we found one that actually used to punt in Division I. So you never know.
Lane Kiffin. He's just trying to find some recruits. Let the man coach.
Just trying to find some recruits.
Let the man coach. He's building a brand. Kiffin went viral on social media and around the sports talk media circuit, both TV and radio. And it brought up an interesting point. You know, we talked with Ross Dellinger yesterday, and again, we heard it in the Power Hour this morning, the Power Hour brought to you by everyone at 105.9 The Zone and the Alpha family. Excited about the Power Hour. 6 to 7 a.m. Tuesday through Friday. Out of Bounds brings you a whole loaded hour before we go live from 7 to 10 a.m. Ross Dellinger, Sports Illustrated college football insider, was talking about Lane Kiffin and his maturity, his maturation since his mistakes. Some his, some maybe the environment that he found himself in between Tennessee, Southern Cal, and Oakland Raiders. But how he's rebuilt himself at Alabama, how he's rebuilt himself now here at Ole Miss, what he's done to kind of create a, I guess you got to call it a well-oiled machine in Oxford to this point. We'll see what the transfer portal flip of the roster, how that works, how that goes. And of course, he'll be coaching for the first time without Matt Corral leading the way, and that's certainly going to make a big difference. But Lane Kiffin went viral, and his comments are funny. The keg party thing is funny. We had a good time with it earlier. The frat party, you know, the idea of picking up a punter at a frat party, like, I get it. It's the punter. It's not the end of the world. But I wonder for ADs and for athletic departments slash presidents who make these hires, or at least approve these hires. I know the ADs make the interviews and do most of the legwork. How funny, how entertaining is that comment versus how much does that comment make an athletic director or a president who's stuffy, who's an elitist, who's a top 1%er, how much does it make them go, well, I don't want that guy running my program. I don't need him talking about my top 15 program, my top 20 program, getting players at keg parties. I get that it's a harmless comment from Kiffin, and he's having fun. And he's a great brand builder. He knows how to keep Ole Miss's name at the top of the search board. He's good at that. But how much does that hurt him when he's looking at getting another job? For all the maturation that he's done in a lot of ways, and he certainly has, it feels like both in running the program on the field and off it. But how much do comments like that, do the Twitter, you know, going viral on Twitter, having the one-liners, how much does that play into his fan base versus hurt Lane's chances at the next big job? Because don't get it twisted. As much as Lane can win in Oxford, and he can, he wants to win at the highest level at the highest stage. And Mississippi State and Ole Miss just are not on that beachfront property. They never have been. They never will be. But you can win big, and you can make a lot of money coaching in Starkville and Oxford. And Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach are going to do just that. But you wonder how much Lane's brand building, so to speak, hurts him in the long run in trying to get that next job. Just food for thought. This is the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, live in the Bank Plus studio, the big board, powered by Mississippi Smart Homes, mssmarthomes.com. Jake Manning and the crew will take care of you. They're running a special on their home theater systems. Just go check them out, mssmarthomes.com. Let Jake and the crew take care of you so that you can have the best football experience on the block. You can be the home that everyone's envious of. Men want to be you. Women want to be with you when you have a home theater system from mssmarthomes.com. Out of Bounds, live in the Bank Plus studio. Dave Bartu coming up next on the SEC Insider Hit. At 8 o'clock, Mr. Bo Bounds himself live on location on the Farm Bureau Insurance call-in line. The Out of Bounds Show is powered by Highball Lanes and Highball Eats in Fondren. Robert St. John, the best of Robert St. John at Highball Eats in Fondren. Go check them out. I suggest the prime rib.
The Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Our guests join us on the Yuengling Lager guest line. Our next guest is getting ready for hunting season, and he is the numbers dude, the analytics nerd. We mean that as a compliment. College Football Matrix and everything else that he is doing. Dave Bartu on ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We were the first show to have Bartu on the air. Bartu, what's up, buddy?
I don't know if that's something you want to be putting on the resume, but okay, we'll run with it. It's all good. It's all good, man. It's 2 weeks left, and it's almost time to start football and hunting elk.
Well, let's talk over-unders. Are you willing to give – I know you're going to do – your Patreon stuff on sports betting.
Right.
And I love it. And I have several friends who are on your Patreon account and are glued to you going over games and who you like and so on and handicapping the games. But you want to give two or three of like your favorite over-under picks as we go in the last 2.5 weeks of before college football starts?
Sure, or just talk some of the teams that the numbers like, right?
Yeah.
Part of it isn't necessarily what I think is awesome, you know? I think maybe for the listeners, it's like, okay, do any of the teams that I have, if I say under Auburn, okay, and you know, under 6.5 or 7 Auburn, are the listeners saying, oh yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Right? So a lot of it, I tell people to use it as a tool, as part of the due diligence, not necessarily chase it. I'm saying Auburn because that's one of them. Okay? We look at Auburn's schedule. We have it as an 82% chance. There's two ways we look at it. One of them is past performance. And just the analytical side of it that we've been working on for a few years, we got an 82% chance on Auburn being under their total for the season. And then the other model that takes into account total acquired player and coaching talent, 65-35 split, has Auburn at 4 wins. So we have two models that not just a little bit like under, significantly like Auburn on the under. In fact, in the SEC, that might be the best bet that we see on the board in terms of value in the SEC for a win total.
Wow. Okay. 82%.
Huh. Right. Well, and I guess maybe the question is, well, why? Right? Well, why are the numbers going there with that? And specifically, number one, strength of schedule. Dude, it's a brutal schedule. Top five in the country. But I think the biggest thing there is you have a bottom 20 coaching staff grade in football. In 130 teams, this is a bottom 20 staff. They lost their offensive coordinator. They got rid of him. Defensive coordinator walked. Why is nobody talking about that? Bloody, you know, 4.5, 5-star defensive coordinator walked away from an SEC program. That's amazing to me. You know, so they got no coaching whatsoever there in what's arguably one of the best coached and certainly the most talented divisions in college football. That's why we like the under.
I think you make a good point on Derek Mason. You have him as a 4.5, 5-star defensive coordinator. He's mm-hmm. brilliant on that side of the football. And he leaves Auburn to go to Oklahoma State. And Oklahoma State's a good program, but they ain't Auburn. And I guess one is, how impressive is it that Gundy can grab these guys like Knowles and Mason for whatever reason,
yeah,
before losing them eventually? And he'll lose Mason too. And then how bad did Brian Harsin have to be as far as the, I don't know, the way he runs the program, the way he treats people, the way something for Derek Mason to say, you know what, I'm making $1 million+ as a DC at Auburn, and y'all give me really good players, you know, somewhere between 12 and 15 in recruiting, and I'm going to go to OK State. I mean, how bad did it have to be, Bartu, for him to make a move like that?
Well, let me be a devil's advocate.
Okay.
What if it wasn't Brian Harsin? What if it was all the booster BS around it? Right? I mean, the program,
Auburn's notorious for that, so that's a good point too, Bartu.
Exactly. I'm 2,500 miles away, and you've taught me to smell the crazy in Auburn years ago. Right? This was long before Brian Harsin. Is there a bigger, you know, if somebody asked you at the beginning of the season, okay, who's going to make toxic waves in college football this year? Dude, if your default button's Auburn, you're going to nail it like every other year, right? So maybe it's not Brian in so much as that it is the people supporting the program that can't get on the same page. And maybe Derek Mason said, you know, this is bat-ass crazy, and I'm out of here. I don't need to deal with this crap at my age. At this point in my life, I can go somewhere that's a whole lot more stable, and I don't have a bunch of boosters calling me, telling me how to call plays, or who knows what it is. So maybe it isn't Harsin, because Harsin at Boise State, he never lost anybody. Guys weren't leaving because he was crazy there. So why is it happening now? You know, I'm not to say it wasn't Harsin and his attitude and a little oil and water, the South culture and a Northwest guy, but this didn't happen at all in his career, and then he goes to a crazy program, or at least a program that people say, hey, there is a lot of drama there, and guess what? Suddenly there's more drama. Is that Harsin, or is that the program?
Okay, I like that. Dave Bartu, his Patreon account's about to be cooking. He will handicap the games. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. When he starts dropping that stuff on Thursday or Friday, whenever, and some Saturday morning going into the weekend, it's phenomenal. And then my phone starts blowing up from my buddies who are on that account, which is fun. You know, they get to say, hey, did you see what Bartu said about this game? So Bartu, you mentioned Southern Miss. I want to go back. Will Hall's at Southern Miss. You like the over with the Southern Miss Golden Eagles, right?
Yes. We do. It was interesting when my business partner sent me over all of his calculations. I always like going through some of the local stuff. You know, with all the radio shows I do nationwide, I like going into some of the local stuff. And you know, so obviously I go to Mississippi State, I go to Mississippi, and then I look at Southern Miss. And this is I got their line at 4.5. And we have that
one over. It's about as good as it gets. As you and he referenced Auburn earlier. He's got that at 82% under. He and Adam. It's just something to think about if you're looking at throwing, you know, a few bucks in. Now Bartu's got a great point. You do the over unders. You know, your cash is out there till after Thanksgiving. But a lot of you can do it at a level that makes sense and it's fun, and it also keeps you on that team throughout the season. Obviously, we're going to bet more, you know, game by game. But anyway, all right, what?
Exactly. I got $20 for fun, right? This is the fun side of it. I put $20 on every single one of my clients' overs, all of them. Right? Because it's got to be bad. Number one, it's bad luck if you don't bet them. And then it's like double bad luck, super double secret probation if you don't bet the over. You know, could you imagine, head coach, hey, part two, you bet the over on us? No. Yeah, could you imagine telling Kevin, dude, I got the under on Ole Miss this year. So you're right, though. It's from an entertainment standpoint, it's great to be involved with
right.
it because you're tracking that all year. And I think that's fun. You know, you don't have to put a lot of money on it, $5, but just have fun doing it. But I don't like tying up my money, too much money, all season. So
sure. No, that makes sense. All right. Do you have another team before we move on to some other things?
Yeah.
Is there one more team, regardless of conference, is there another team out there where you and Adam hit on 80%+ or 75%+, either on the over or the under, bar two?
Okay, yeah. And this is the line's already moved on this one. I got them at over 3. It's now at 3.5. By the time the season opens, I bet it'll be at 4. Now, I have to express my personal bias on this pick. Okay? I was extraordinarily personally, emotionally involved in this selection. So whoever's listening, take it with a grain of salt, because I'm saying this because not only do I believe they're going to hit the over, I really badly want them to, because it'll make everything look really good. But we have, off the wall, we've got Florida International. And I know that sounds wacky, right? 1-11 last year. You know, Butch Davis going out, complaining about everything, can't get anything done here, and this is going to be a bowl eligible team. So we have them graded as the second best coaching staff in Conference USA. Conference USA coaching is not very good at all. I mean, all the power is in UAB. And remember, UAB, Bill Clark left.
Yeah, he left.
His health didn't let him stick around. Now, that's still a uber talented staff. David Reeves, defensive coordinator, is a friggin' rock star, dude. Just amazing. I love that guy. Can't believe he's still there. So, you know, it's a coach's league, and we feel that this is the second best assembled staff in Conference USA. So there could be a really quick turnaround here. So that's my biggest total bet is FIU over the 3, 3.5, whatever you can get. Okay. And I actually took FIU. I decided to burn some money too, Bo. Full disclosure, I put $50 on them to win Conference USA because it was the best 100-to-1 value I could find in like the last 3 years.
I love it. All right. So Florida International over, and Bartu said that's around 3, 3.5. He expects it to go to 4 before the season. So jump on now at Pearl River Resort, Golden Moon Casino, or wherever you are. All right, Dave Bartu on the Yuengling Liger guest line. Let's move to something you and I talked about on Sunday. And a lot of your stuff, obviously, you're accurate,
mm-hmm.
and you also miss. All of us do. But you've been able to, you know, come up with a formula that's damn accurate as far as predicting games and so on, and then you're doing all sorts of other things since then. But guys like Chip Kelly, You were talking, and it was a little bit different in each case that we were going over. Chip Kelly, you were like, hey, Bo, you know, I was all on board, but then now what he's done at UCLA, I had to take a step back and say, hey, Mike Bellotti had the table set. The steak was already there. The bourbon and the wine were poured. The sides were ready to go. The beautiful people were already at the table. Everything was set. Talk a little bit about how you said, hey, and sometimes I have to move off someone that I loved.
Right. Well, I think it's I always, every season, I think the most, and this may sound odd, but the most exciting thing about every season is everything that you and I talk about, everything that I talk about with coaches and shows nationwide. The most interesting thing for me is where I'm wrong. That's what I look forward to. Because when I'm right, when I talk about something, you know, let's say FIU's over and it's right. Cool. That's not very interesting to me because, well, the model said that's what it was going to do. So it fit there. What I'm looking for is when we're wrong. And Chip Kelly was a great example of it. I remember when, you know, Chip Kelly, when I was looking at when Florida had their job opening. I remember it was the talk with Dan Mullen and Chip Kelly and Scott Frost. And, you know, we weren't high on Frost because his sample size was really small, and that's really a danger zone when all you got is good results. We don't know how bad the bottom is. So we weren't on that one. Dan was very stable. But we really had Chip graded high. All his numbers at Oregon were just off the chart. And then he went to UCLA, and he sucked. And then the next year, he sucked. And then the third year, he kind of sucked. And then last year, he finally got it, you know, turned in the right direction. And it made us go back to the drawing board. It's like, okay, so what did we miss? And what we felt we really missed is that Chip Kelly, great offensive coordinator, he didn't have to do two key parts of being a head coach: organize recruiting and build a staff. And let's focus on that build a staff part, okay? Because like you said, when he walked in there, Mike Bellotti built everything for him and plugged him in as head coach. Chip Kelly didn't have to hire a defensive coordinator. He had Nick Galeotti, five-star defensive coordinator, been there for 20 years, didn't have to think about it. In fact, the whole staff, the average career there was almost 20 years at Oregon. It was plug and play. So all he had to do was call play. The recruiting culture was already there. The entire staff was already there. So two of the three things that we value now as very important as a head coach, we weren't really quantifying properly. So I believe when he went to UCLA, could he still call plays? Yeah, I would hire him as my offensive coordinator in a heartbeat at any program. But he didn't know how to build a staff. And look at UCLA. He hired his buddy as defensive coordinator and hung on to him for 3 years and had a bottom 25 defense for three straight years. Terrible at building a staff. Not very good at recruiting. UCLA's recruiting completely disappeared. Nothing like it was in the previous 15 years. So we overvalued the result instead of the pieces. And so that's why when we look at head coaches now, we look at what have you done on your own? What have you built versus what was built for you? And so Chip is kind of a unique circumstance, but we have to – it's a red flag to me now when a head coach that is really successful somewhere else was given that success. Somebody else built it, and it was handed over to him.
I love that. Dave Bartu on the Yuengling Lager guest line. That takes me to a guy across town from Chip Kelly now, Lincoln Riley. Tell our listeners what you said – to me on Sunday about what we know, or better yet, what we don't know about Lincoln Riley, Bartu.
Right. It's the Chip Kelly syndrome. It's what I fell for. And I caution everybody to say, oh, Lincoln Riley's been awesome. He's going to turn USC right around. Dude, he hasn't turned anything around in his life. How can you say that's going to happen quickly? Because Mike Bellotti is Bob Stoops, right? That's the correlation here. Bob Stoops did everything for Lincoln Riley. The situation is exactly the same. Because guess what? Bob Stoops never left the campus. Neither did Mike Bellotti. They were there all the time. They were managing all the relationships. They were doing everything. They were holding recruiting together. They were holding the staff together. Everything was being done in the background to keep continuity in the program, which is cool, but it doesn't help the head coach. So I feel... Look, he may turn USC really, really quickly. He may have learned a lot. He may know how to handle all of this stuff. I do know the offensive side of it in terms of building a staff. Dude, his offensive staff is great. His defensive staff is garbage. Guess what I thought of Chip's offensive staff at UCLA? Great. Defensive staff, garbage. It's the same thing. Now, I'm not saying USC is going to go 4-8 this year like UCLA did, but I would tell everybody to pump the brakes on Lincoln Riley. We don't have him rated as very high as a head coach. He's not even in our top 25. Why? He hasn't had to do anything as a head coach. He stepped in to a perfectly built house and just had to run it. Now he's stepping into a house that it's basically he's got to tear it down to the foundation and build it. there's a learning curve here, and I don't think it's going to happen overnight at USC for Lincoln Riley.
Ooh, I don't even know what their over-under is, but...
Nine.
Ooh.
Nine. Now, but here's the thing is, I don't bet that. I'm not touching that because, look, the Pac-12 talent, USC is still the number two talent in the conference, okay? They're still going to have probably the number one offense. They have the best offensive coordinator. They have a veteran quarterback, even though he's in a new school, still have a veteran quarterback. The coaching in the Pac-12 is not very good. So they could stumble their way to 9 wins, 10 wins. You could. I don't think you're going to get beat on that, but it's possible. At the same time, could they go 7-5? Absolutely. You had 8 years of bad culture you have to unwind at USC. Mm-hmm. That's not easy either. But there's so much talent there, you would want to bet the over. There's so much good offensive coordinator, offensive stuff, you want to bet the over. The defense is so bad, you want to bet the under. The culture is so bad, you want to bet the under. That's like the you're at a four-way stop. Don't bet that. Stop. Just don't do it.
For our listeners, I think Martu's basically saying, look, they could go 9-3 and still not be a good team because the Pac-12 coaching's not good. The Pac-12 talent level is not what it needs to be. And because of the way Southern Cal recruits. But we'll see. That was fantastic. All right, dude. Well, I appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll do this a couple more times for the season. Then I know we'll lose you for some kind of 10-day elk hunt. And then you'll pop back up in late September and we'll keep rolling again.
Yeah, brother. Yeah. And, you know, anybody listening, you know how to DM me or hit me on the text line if you got questions about any games. I'm a junkie. I love talking college football to anybody. I mean, hell, I talk to Bo, so I'll talk to anybody.
Bartu, be good, brother. He joined us on the Yingling. Super dude. Joined us on the Yingling Lager guest line. His Patreon account is going to be on fire in a couple of weeks, handicapping all the games. Thanks for listening to the show. Lunch today brought to you by Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland on Lake Harbor. And Ridgeland, Starkville, and Tupelo. Thanks for listening to the Out of Bounds show. Lunch today also brought to you by Highball Eats in Fondren. Robert St. John's greatest hits right there by the Capri. Highball Eats open for lunch and dinner. We'll see you tomorrow.